So let's follow up with this case and find out what happened and see what you would have done in this situation.
So this patient had both things done. So he had a plasma liquid biopsy that was sent, and he also had a left BATS to obtain tissue for immunohistochemistry and other NGN sequencing. And then when we got the report, and, you know, we haven't spoken about this report, so we got the plasma liquid biopsy with nothing that was actionable. We had a BRCA synonymous mutation, an FGFR1 variant of unclear significance, and a BRCA2 variant of unclear significance.
Could I just ask one thing, though, Justin? I was curious about this FGFR, because we're starting to hear this, like in cholangiocarcinoma, I can't remember what else, but, you know, targeted agents. Have these been targeted in lung cancer?
Just to clarify, this is an FGFR mutation or variant of unknown significance?
Variant of unclear significance. Variant of unknown significance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think whenever I hear about, you know, any gene and there's an alteration, I think the key points are, you know, what type of alteration, you know, is it in a kinase domain, something, you know, to your point, yes, there are FGFR fusions that have been described, including cholangiocarcinoma, FGFR1, 2, 3, and there have been responses to targeted therapies. They are short-lived, but there are a number of FGFR inhibitors. In lung cancer, to my knowledge, we haven't seen high rates of FGFR fusions. In squamous cancers, there can be FGFR amplification, but efforts to target that, to my knowledge, haven't been pursued.